Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, so Diddy, right? Sean Diddy Combs, big story, obviously, being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. And look, we're not here to, you know, relitigate the charges against him or anything like that. What we're really interested in, what's caught our eye here, is the MDC itself.
Yeah, it's got the MDC has a bit of a reputation, right? It's not just your, you know, run-of-the-mill detention center. We're talking about a place that's housed some pretty big names. Ghislaine Maxwell, R. Kelly, even Sam Bankman-Fried spent some time there.
It's true. And this AP article, let me tell you, it does not hold back. It uses terms like, get this, hell on earth, an ongoing tragedy. There's even a quote from a lawyer who calls it an overcrowded, understaffed, and neglected federal jail. And he goes on, this lawyer, he actually says, that is hell on earth. I mean, wow. But okay, those are just words, right? What do they actually mean for the people who are actually stuck inside?
It's a brutal reality for the people living there, right?
Yeah.
The violence at MDC is, I mean, it's a constant. The article talks about stabbings, suicides. This past summer alone, two inmates, Uriel White and Edwin Cordero, they both died at MDC.
And it's easy to get caught up in the, I don't know, the legal arguments, the back and forth. But we have to remember, these are real people, right? Real lives. And it's just a really stark reminder of the human cost of what's going on at MDC.
Absolutely. And what's maybe even more concerning, more telling, is how the justice system itself is responding, reacting to MDC.
Yeah.
Judges, actual judges, are hesitant, sometimes even refusing to send people there. Some are even giving reduced sentences, like, or releasing people on bail because of how bad the conditions are.
Wait, so it's gotten so bad that the very people who are, you know, supposed to be upholding the law, they're trying to find ways around this place, that says something, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does. It's not just one case, one bad apple, right? It points to a systemic problem that's been plaguing MDC for years.
And now with Sean Diddy Combs being moved to MDC's special housing unit, It adds another layer to this whole thing, doesn't it? And just to be clear, this is the same unit where Sam Bankman-Fried was held, right?
Right. And this isn't about, you know, special treatment or anything like that. It's about the jail needing to protect certain inmates. High profile figures like Diddy, obviously, but also cooperators, anyone who might be considered vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically trying to create a more secure environment within an already, you know, an already challenging one.
So hold on, let me get this straight. You're telling me in a place that's being described as hell on earth, they have a section that's even more intense, more restricted, and that's for their own safety. I don't know. That seems kind of off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, right? It really highlights the, I don't know, the complexities, the contradictions of MDC. Mm. Makes you wonder, I mean, if they're struggling to maintain basic safety, basic human dignity for the general population, how can they justify having a unit with even stricter restrictions? What does that say about their priorities?
It's like, I don't know, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone or something. You can try to isolate the problem, but the real issues, the overcrowding, the understaffing, the violence, it's all still there, right?
Exactly. And it forces us to confront this difficult reality. This isn't just about Diddy. It's not just about Bankman-Fried. This is about a system that's failing on a much larger scale.
This whole thing with the special housing unit, right?
Yeah,
makes you think, what's the point?
It really cuts to the core of, you know, what we expect from our justice system, what it should be all about.
Exactly. Like, are we talking about punishment here or rehabilitation? Or is it just about, you know, keeping certain people locked up no matter what, even if it means, like, forgetting about basic human dignity and all that.
These are the big questions, right? This is what we grapple with as a society.
And the article mentions that this special housing unit, it's for people who need protection.
Oh.
Okay, but what does that even mean? Protection from each other, protection from the guards, or are we talking protection from the jail itself?
It's probably all of the above, right? High profile inmates, they can be targets, even in prison. So, yeah, the jail has to think about their safety.
Right.
And then you've got, you know, people cooperating with investigations. They might need to be kept separate for their own good.
But wouldn't that create a weird vibe? You're taking people who, in the outside world, would be like enemies, and you're sticking them together in this one unit.
Totally. It shows just how complicated it is to manage, like, a whole population of people within a system that's already, you know, under so much pressure. And it begs the question, can you ever really have safety in a place like MDC, even with a special housing unit, even then?
It's like they're trying to build like a little island of order in the middle of this sea of chaos.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, it's so important to look past the headlines about, oh, this celebrity is going to jail. This is about deep systemic problems, problems that have been around for years, maybe even decades.
And the fact that judges are like actively trying to find ways to avoid sending people to MDC, that's got to tell you something.
For sure. When judges, who, let's remember, their whole job is about, you know, upholding the law and making sure there's justice, when they don't want to send people to a certain place, that sends a very loud message. Basically, they're saying, we don't trust MDC to, like, treat people decently.
So it's come to this. MDC is, like, the last resort.
And that raises a huge question, right? If it's considered so bad that we shouldn't send some people there, then how can we justify sending anyone there?
It's true. And it makes you think about all those lives lost in there. Like the article mentioned, Uriel White and Edwin Cordero, they both died at MDC just this past summer.
Yeah. Their deaths. And let's be honest, there have been countless others. It's a stark reminder. This isn't just about legal stuff or, you know, news stories. These are human beings, each one with their own life, their own story, and they're dying in a system that's supposed to be about, you know, rehabilitation, about helping them get back on their feet.
And it's easy to forget that, especially when you have a big name like Diddy involved, right?
100%. This is not about Diddy. It's not about Bankman-Fried. This is about all those people, many of whom will never even know their names, who are stuck in those conditions.
It makes you wonder, what kind of society are we letting this happen right under our noses?
It forces us to confront some uncomfortable truths, right? Truths about our justice system, about what we value as a society.
It makes you think there's got to be a better way. So we talked about the judges, right? How they're trying to avoid sending people to MDC if they can help it. And we talked about that special housing unit, the reasons behind it. But I got to say, it feels like we're like barely scratching the surface here.
We are. The problems at MDC, they run deep. We're talking decades of neglect, not enough money going in, and frankly, no one in power seems to care enough to really change things.
Yeah. The article, it even says that MDC has been dealing with this like forever. So why hasn't anything changed? What's blocking real reform here?
It's not just one thing, right?
It's
a whole mess of factors. Overcrowding, that's huge. Not enough resources, which just makes the violence worse. And then you've got, you know, not enough staff, which just makes everything worse. And we can't forget about the mental health aspect. A lot of these inmates, they come in with issues, and being locked up like that, it just makes it all so much harder.
It's like it's the perfect recipe for disaster.
Exactly. And the sad truth is, prisons, they're kind of out of sight, out of mind, you know, unless there's a huge scandal or like the public gets really angry about something. There's just no motivation for those in charge to actually fix things.
Which is exactly why we need to keep talking about it, even when this whole Diddy thing, you know, fades away, which it will.
100%. Awareness is like the first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to educate ourselves about what's really going on in our justice system. We have to talk about it, and we have to challenge the stories, the narratives that allow this stuff to keep happening.
Okay, let's talk solutions. What can we, like regular people, what can we do?
There are so many ways to get involved. Honestly, we can support those organizations that are doing the work, the prison reform groups. We can push for policy changes, and we can hold our elected officials accountable. You know, call them, write to them, make them listen.
I know it sounds daunting, but even the small stuff matters.
Yeah, all adds up. Every conversation, every letter, every dollar we donate, it chips away at that apathy, that indifference
right.
That allows these systems to just like keep chugging along.
It always comes back to that question, doesn't it? What kind of society do we want to be?
Exactly. Do we want to be the kind of society that just punishes and forgets about people? Or do we want to be the kind of society that believes in second chances, that believes in rehabilitation, that believes that everyone deserves basic dignity no matter what they've done?
Those are some big questions, tough questions, but we can't ignore them any longer.
We can't. This isn't just about them, the people behind bars. This is about all of us. Our justice system, it reflects who we are as a society.
It's time to demand better. A system that actually helps people, that gives people a chance to rebuild their lives.
It's a long road, no doubt. But it's a journey we have to take together. Because we want a fairer, more just society. We have to start by recognizing that we are all human, every single one of us.
That's a powerful message. And it's a good reminder. We all have a role to play in building a better future. For ourselves, for everyone around us, and for the generations to come.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.